Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The newly appointed Minister for Solidarity and Health, Damien Abad, is facing serious allegations due to things he allegedly did in the past. Two women have accused him of raping them, according to the platform Mediapart. Abad disputes the allegations. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne says that she had not been aware of these reports when she made the appointment. The Observatory of Sexist and Sexual Violence in Politics is now calling for demonstrations against the new Minister of Solidarity and Health. A rally will be taking place tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Paris's Place Saint-Augustin, not far from the Ministry of the Interior. Russia is ready to resume talks. This statement came yesterday from a Kremlin advisor on Belarusian television. Moscow wants to resume dialogue with Ukraine to find a solution to the conflict. Russia claims the last round of discussions were frozen by Kiev. In Paris, the public transport provider, the RATP, will continue its strike today. Employees are contesting their working conditions. Today, all bus and tram schedules in the Île-de-France region are severely disrupted. The RATP has planned for 3 out of 5 trams and 2 out of 3 buses. Metros and RERs will not be affected. Violent thunderstorms hit France last night. The west and centre of the country in particular experienced strong winds and hailstones. According to La Nouvelle République, 4 people were injured due to hail in Châteauroux. The storms were caused by the high temperatures over the past few days. And finally to tennis, and the Roland Garros main draw got underway yesterday. However, only one of the 6 French players in yesterday's first round matches made it through. Grégoire Barrère advances to the second round after winning against Japanese player Tao Daniel. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.